Good morning and welcome to everyone. Glad to see all of you here this morning. We hope this will be a day of inspiration and blessing for every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest. This past month, the Christian world lost a great voice in leadership, in vision, in compassion throughout the world, David Wilkerson. You know, David talked, what would it be like, he would often tell his congregation, what would it be like, you're walking down the street, you're walking down Fifth Avenue, you step from Fifth Avenue into glory, you'd be hit by a car, and you go directly from life in New York City to the presence of the Lord, and he called people to readiness, and this month he was driving in Texas, and he instantly went from driving down the road. He hit head on with a tractor trailer, and instantly was translated into the presence of the Lord. David Wilkerson had an unusual ability to link compassion with practical ways of meeting those needs throughout the world. I remember as a young boy, about 10 or 12 years old, my parents took me to Akron, Ohio, to a large auditorium to hear David Wilkerson speak. And along with him was Nikki Cruz, who had just recently been converted from a gang member, a leader on the streets of New York City, and a killer and a very tough kid, to his life turned around. It made a great impression on me. And throughout the years, I've followed David Wilkerson's life through newsletters and actually was involved when his associate pastor, Pastor Carter Conlon, he was involved in some meetings here in Lancaster County at a tent about 12 years ago. We, through Gospel Express, got him here for about a week, and he ministered here. So we had some of those connections. It was really, his passion was amazing. Here's some of the things that in his 60 years of ministry he was involved in beginning these kind of activities throughout the world. Over 120 centers of World Challenge centers where they minister in these kinds of ways. Men and women's shelters, they call them cities of refuge throughout the world. Drug rehabilitation centers, Bible training centers, orphanages, Christian schools, feeding programs, ministering to victims of sex trafficking, hospitals, church building and planting, pastors' conferences, evangelistic supports, and on the list goes. One man involved in a vision of helping promote others and organizing others into the work of God. In his busy life, he was always reaching out in a personal way. Actually, some years ago when Martha's father was going through a crisis, that as a pastor at Weavertown congregation, David Wilkerson found out about it, and he attempted to call Martha's father on three different occasions to connect with him, to encourage him as a pastor in a time of crises, in a time of discouragement. That was the kind of man David Wilkerson was. And while David Wilkerson affected tens of thousands of people around the world, David Wilkerson also offended a lot of people by his manners, his message of the gospel, of the cross, of charisma, and you know, the message of the cross today is not politically correct. It's not religiously correct. And while today we have a lot of pressure in our world to be correct in these ways, politically, religiously, the call of the gospel does not call us to try to make friends with everyone, but it does call us to be without offense. Paul's testimony was that he attempted to live in a manner that's without offense toward all men. I think personally in our mannerism, that needs to be our objective. But we should have no apologies for the message of the cross, the message of the gospel. Because Jesus said the message of the cross is a sword. And it was said to Mary when Jesus was born, even a sword shall pierce her own heart. So our message will not always be well received in a message of peace. I think as we look at the lesson today, these are the challenges: how to live without offense, and yet how to proclaim truth. Jesus' life was full of grace and truth. Grace reaching out in mercy and love and acceptance at the same time. Jesus' message cut to the heart of many people and was offensive. So how do we do that? How do we live our lives? The same rock that is called in 1 Peter a rock of offense, a stone of stumbling, is the same rock, is the same message that brings us into a royal generation, a royal priesthood, into a holy nation, makes us a special people. So we have these diabolic oppositions to in this whole thing. So I just want to read these few verses. The call of the gospel has always cut across the culture of people, but it has always brought people to Christ. In Acts chapter 4, the same gospel that brought 5,000 people to Christ in one day brought great opposition. So I hope this stirs some conversation, some discussion in your classes this morning. Acts chapter 4. Verse 1, and as the apostles spake to the people and priests, the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came on them. They were so grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ the resurrection from the dead. So they laid hands on them and put them in hold into prison until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of those who listened and heard the word of God believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. So you see the great conflict here. Verse 18. Now when they had called the disciples and the apostles, they commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus any longer. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge. But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. May God help us to know how to be salt, how to be light, how to offer grace and truth in our day. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you that you are the teacher, our instructor. Thank you, Lord, that as we're here this morning, you call us into relationship with you. You call us, Lord, to deeper understanding and deeper ways of living out our Christian faith. I pray that today would be that for every one of us. Please be with every instructor and teacher in every class this morning as they seek to teach what you've showed them, how to lead the discussions, how to challenge us all to be people in our world, to attempt to live without offense and yet to have no apologies for the message of the gospel that brings healing and hope and life and answers for our troubled world. We thank you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.